from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephanie Martin, in for Rachel Miro. The well-funded union that represents California's prison guards is dropping its recall effort against Governor Schwarzenegger. A spokesperson for the California Correctional Peace Officers Association says union members have decided instead to turn their attention to issues on the November ballot. The union's been without a state contract since 2006. Members launched the recall campaign last month to express their frustration. They've accused the governor of trying to break the union, a charge he denies. Food safety experts say one of the most serious issues in the discovery of melamine-tainted foods from China is finding what's contaminated and getting it off the market. To illustrate that point, the California Report bought samples of popular Chinese-made cookies and had them tested for melamine. The result? Positive. Wan Ha reports on the tests and the food safety concerns they raise.
Lotte's Koala March cookies sound sweet and cuddly in this Japanese-language commercial on YouTube. And they look fun, too. Plump little koala bears with flavored cream fillings. The cookies are familiar items in many Asian groceries and have been sold in some Walmart stores and online. They're made in China by a unit of the Japanese food giant Lotte. But last month, government health agencies on three continents found that some Koala's March cookies contain melamine and have pulled them off store shelves. The cookies have been recalled in Canada and the U.S. territory of Guam.
Guam's Department of Public Health has issued the third recall. This time, it's Lotte Koala March biscuits.
Although the state of Alabama issued a consumer warning about the cookies this week, they have not been recalled in the United States. Lotte USA in Michigan imports the cookies, and the company declined repeated requests for comment. But California public health officials say Lotte USA has voluntarily withdrawn Koala's March cookies. On September 30th, the California Report visited four Asian groceries in San Jose. We found Koala's March cookies on sale at each store and bought at least one package from each location. We sent two packets of the chocolate cream cookies and two packets of the strawberry cream to a lab in Louisiana. Both flavors came back positive for melamine. That's an industrial chemical used to make plastic. Dairies and other food processors in China have secretly added the potentially deadly substance as a way of falsely boosting protein levels. Our samples of strawberry cream cookies contained 4 parts per million of melamine, while the chocolate variety contained 2.8 parts per million. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says levels under 2.5 parts per million do not pose public health concerns. Ingesting high concentrations of melamine can cause kidney stones and can be fatal. In China, 4 children have died and tens of thousands hospitalized by infant formula laced with melamine. In the U.S., there have been no reported illnesses linked to melamine in food. And the levels of melamine found in the cookies tested by the California Report are not likely to get most people sick, says Carl Winter. He's director of the Food Safe Program at UC Davis.
The important thing is to consider how much of the melamine is in these food products, not whether they're simply present.
Winter says the FDA's melamine safety threshold is conservative. A 10-year-old child would have to eat 13 boxes of the cookies in one day to exceed the limit, he says. But the presence of melamine in food raises a much more serious issue.
The big question right now is how widespread is the melamine contamination in the food supply? We can find melamine in several food products when we look for it. The question is, how much, if any, is in other food products that we haven't looked at?
Some food safety advocates, such as Tony Corbo of the activist group Food and Water Watch, says the FDA is failing its duty to protect the public by not ordering a national recall, which would alert consumers.
FDA has dropped the ball once again because they have not issued a recall of those products here in the United States. The Canadian government has issued a recall. Those cookies have been pulled off the shelves, and yet the FDA still has not done it, and we think this is reprehensible.
2 weeks ago, FDA spokeswoman Stephanie Kwisnik said in an email that tests of koala cookies were underway at the agency. As of yesterday, she said the analysis of the test results is still pending. California public health officials have not tested Lotte's koala cookies. Patrick Kennelly, chief of the food safety section at California's Department of Public Health, said Wednesday the FDA told the state that its testing of koala's March cookies so far has not detected melamine. Kennelly recommends that consumers not eat koala's March cookies, but there is no public alert from the state to that effect.
If they have any concerns, we would recommend that they speak with their physician. Each person is unique and individual in how their body handles it, and it's not the melamine in and of itself that's the problem. It's when melamine interacts with other chemicals that you can have potential problems.
Short of an official recall of a dangerous food product, small grocers say they have almost no way of knowing what's safe to sell and what might not be. The grocery stores where we bought the cookies that tested positive for melamine are case in point. When we returned this week, one store no longer had the cookies on the shelf, but the other store still did. The manager said the distributor reassured him just last week the cookies were free of melamine. He said he would pull the cookies off the shelf after he learned of the California Report's test results. At the Santo Market in San Jose's Japantown, which was not one of the stores where we bought cookies for testing, a single box of Koala's March chocolate cookies was on the shelf earlier this week.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. See, we pulled them off the shelf there, and then we missed this one. Okay, thank you.
Owner Earl Santo said he was contacted 2 weeks ago by Nishimoto Trading of San Francisco, a Koala's March distributor. He says the distributor told him to send the cookies back because of possible melamine contamination. Santo says it's hard because he doesn't have much control over the safety of what he sells.
We're sort of caught in between. No use asking the salesman, oh, does that have whatever in it? Because they wouldn't know either.
Santo says he'll send the boxes of the Koala's March cookies back to the distributor this week. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
That's the California Report for Friday, October 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Susie Racho, Rory Gallagher, and Molly Samuel directed the show this week. The interns are Heather Gilligan and Catherine Castleman. The editors are Dan Brecky and Jill Silvestri. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producer is Susie Racho. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Stephanie Martin. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the Walter S. Johnson Foundation.